The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so it looks like we're going toward a plus one, Dell.
Well, that is a thought from the ACC, Big 12, and the SEC. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, how they would play their conference games, and then some of the SEC, ACC games will remain, like Florida, Florida State, South Carolina, Clemson, and the other teams who don't have one. Maybe you pick an opponent from the conferences, and you get another game in. To maybe even get to 9 to 10, depending on your conference schedule.
Well, right, because Georgia's got to play Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Right, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, there's no reason for Georgia to play a non-conference opponent and it not be Georgia Tech.
Well, and there's no reason that, listen, I understand not wanting to play smaller schools because they're not going to have the protocol. They're not going to be testing. They're going to probably be players on the field that have the coronavirus, and it makes your players more susceptible. I get all that. But, you know, Florida's got to play Florida State. And listen, Florida's going to be traveling a lot further
than the Tallahassee or Gainesville. Whichever one.
That's an in-state rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly. I mean, Georgia and Georgia Tech are right next door.
Yeah, you make the point. Miami and Florida State play every year. It's further from Tallahassee to Miami than it is Florida to Gainesville. So why would that be? Why would Tallahassee to Miami be safer than Tallahassee to Gainesville?
Who will Miami have to play? Notre Dame?
Well, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. The Chick-fil-A kickoff games has said maybe because they don't want to lose out on their big games that they have scheduled. So that's a possibility. Or maybe it's a home game for Miami against Notre Dame. That hasn't been figured out, really. We just know that the ACC will do things for Notre Dame to help them out if it comes down to that, because Notre Dame has Big Ten teams on their schedule, had Pac-12 teams on their schedule, so their schedule's been minimized quite a bit.
But so if they play Miami, though, that'll go towards their... Listen, they're going to help them out by giving them a 9-game schedule, like you said. Mm-hmm. Miami would be part of that 9-game schedule.
Yeah, and I think... Well, we don't know,
Wouldn't it be USC if Pac-12 is going to play?
Possibly, but the thought is, if they need to help Notre Dame so much that they, because they don't have a full schedule, they may be a one-time only member of the ACC. Where if they're playing 9 ACC games, maybe they become a member for a year, and maybe But I wonder how that plays out for the other teams. Sure, we'll let them in for a year to help them out, but they don't get to play in our title game no matter what their schedule is.
Oh, I would doubt that.
I don't think they would want them. Why?
Because
your one time.
They don't have anybody that can play Clemson.
No, but I'm not. But the ACC members have something to say, as opposed to just the conference and their TV matchup with ESPN. If you're an ACC member, and Notre Dame's only going to be part of it because of this pandemic, why would you say, hey, yeah, you can take our potential title away from us? I wouldn't want that.
No. Are you sure that there are even going to be conference championship games?
Well, we know the SEC is going to do it if they can.
The SEC probably will do it, but like the Big 12? But what's the sense? We just have the best record.
Well, they already do round robin anyway, so why wouldn't they have a title game? They already do. Everyone plays everyone.
Right. Everybody plays everybody, so you've already played them.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you add the money for a title game? If it's in December and we have this more under control, why would you remove
the
title
game? Well, that's the point. If it is. Yeah. I could see a lot of championship games being. And listen, it's going to be bare bones. I don't know. We had the FBA, the Football Bowl Association president on yesterday. And is there really going to be 42 bowl games? No. I mean, no. You're probably. I don't know. Have we heard what's happening with the Sun Belt? Have we heard what's happening?
The AD from the Sun Belt was on Feinbaum's show apparently yesterday, and he's quote unquote optimistic about playing. I don't know why he's optimistic about playing because I didn't hear the interview, but that was the headline that they feel good about playing. So maybe they have a testing regimen that they feel is okay. But the Sun Belt from the commissioner said, yeah, we think we're going to play. So we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe they do play all 40. I don't know. Dude sounded like you can't do without bowl games.
I feel like we could, at least for one season.
Yeah. That's a good point. What A&M game would there be?
Well, we know what the simple answer is, but...
Wouldn't that be something if during this they got that game for 1 year?
They played at Jerry's World or something?
Wasn't it weird to hear the guy who runs bowl games say, first of all, it's a, you can't do without bowl games.
Right. There's right. Everybody wants more bowl games.
I think it's safe to say everybody believes that there are more bowl games needed. And what's your job again? I run bowl games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a guy who runs, that's like Scott McClellan says, I think everybody recognizes the need to go into HEB a lot and to get more groceries. We all agree that we need more HEBs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy from the bowl game, we need more,
more bowl games. Everybody wants more bowl games.
That's, everybody's talking about that. Yeah. That's all they're saying. The word on the streets right now, through masks.
Which street is he on?
The street.
Because the street I'm on,
fans,
I'm hearing a lot.
The one where college football fans are on.
I'm hearing a lot of people on those same streets saying, you know what? Maybe we just have an expanded playoff this year and forget bowl games.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not what the bowl game guys
that's
hearing.
The bowl game guys said bowls. I'm hearing more, hey, because lack of conference, out-of-conference games, maybe we expand it to 16.
That's fine. As long as you keep bowl games as the qualifying
games. And we remove bowl games from the equation.
Listen, remember when I asked him, hey, how are we going to fix this Rose Bowl problem? He's like, well,
what problem?
We love the Rose Bowl.
Excuse me?
Rose Bowl, that's the granddaddy. If it wasn't for the Rose Bowl, we wouldn't have any bowls.
First, let's say the Rose Bowl started this all.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not a problem at all.
No.
Let's not ever refer to the Rose Bowl problem,
that's a problem,
sir. Put me on this call.
And you hear him off mic. You hear him off the phone. Was that good? Oh, okay, great. He's talking to the Rose Bowl committee.
He had a Rose Bowl gun to his head.
Yeah.
Right?
Some thorns.
Say something.
I'm telling you,
everybody. I dare you to say something against
the Rose Bowl.
Is the Rose Bowl like, it's the Rose Bowl's the godfather of bowl games. I'm talking about everybody's scared of them. You don't cross the Rose Bowl because the Rose Bowl will take you out.
You hear the Godfather thing come on when you talk about the Rose Bowl. People are like,
I heard you talking about
John.
You said it was a problem.
I heard you say something about the Rose Bowl. You want to repeat that for me, John?
No, Godfather. Mm-hmm. I promise. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean
nothing by it.
You speak so disrespectfully about my bowl game.
All I said was, maybe the playoff could go before you and after you. That's all, Godfather.
You're speaking on the day of my daughter's wedding about my bowl game.
I swear to God, I didn't mean nothing by it.
You say we're friends, but I don't feel like we're friends.
No. You're my friend. Let me wish the ring. I'll kiss the ring.
Every time the Rose Bowl comes up, you have something to say.
Father, please. I got a wife and kids.
Why can't we play the playoffs on New Year's? It's because of the Rose Bowl. Always out of your mouth.
No.
You're disrespectful.
I didn't mean nothing. I just meant I like the playoff on New Year's Day. That's all. I didn't say nothing. Why can't we have the Rose Bowl in the playoff every year? How about that, Godfather?
You keep talking. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Swear to God, I didn't mean nothing.
You say we're friends, but I don't feel like we're friends.
Love the Rose Bowl. Can't. I mean, we gotta stop. I mean, the Rose Bowl will take you out.
Apparently, most powerful brand in all of college sports, the Rose Bowl. Don't mess with them. They're the only bowl game who you can't have the sponsor ahead of the name. It's the Rose Bowl, presented by Vizio. They're the only one, because you're like, no, we will sell out, but not like the rest of you.
Mm-mm.
Our name still comes first.
We won't have a Rose Bowl without the parade, by the way. Okay.
Well, they canceled the parade.
Oh, that's right.
But they're still going to have the game, I think.
Yes, that's right. With like 12 people there.
Well.
How about that?
California.
It is California. Although they do fill up the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, well, the point was really
because
more
it's from everywhere else. Yeah.
But the other thing is, maybe, who knows what the state of California says in January about people in the building for the game. Because we talked about yesterday how liberal...
Yeah,
that place might be.
Oh, and you think the state of California is going to mess with the Rose Bowl?
Well, you do make a point.
Yeah.
Hey, USC, we don't want you playing at all. But the Rose Bowl?
Rose Bowl?
Put 100,000 people in there.
We don't care.
Because the Rose Bowl
might say, what do you think? You think we're not going to play?
Hey, Gavin Newsom, you think you're going to keep us from filling up that building? Oh, you're new on the block, Gavin.
No, Rose Bowl. Ooh. I swear to God.
What kind of
name? I never said you can't play.
What kind of name is Gavin anyway?
You're gonna be a man!
That's not a man's name.
Wasn't there a Gavin Spittle? Who? Oh, what about Gavin McLeod?
Gavin Spittle, didn't he used to run
6'10"? Yeah, he ran 6'10".
Like I said.
What about Gavin McLeod?
Like I said,
he was the captain of the Love Boat.
Not a man's name, Gavin.
Mm. Sun Belt Conference announces it will delay start of fall sports until September 3rd. First football game scheduled for September 5th.
Yeah, so they're still plowing ahead. Look, we're going to delay so
they're
things.
They're not even going to be reporting until September 3rd. See, I think that's what's going to be.
But the first, he said.
First football game scheduled for September 5th.
So they're not even having practice
until September 3rd? They're not practicing until September
3rd. So why don't they just say we're delaying the football game then?
We will delay the start of fall sports until September 3rd.
So that would have to mean, unless football gets some exemption, that football ain't starting September 5th.
No, it's going to start October. That's what I think is probably, because they were going to find out whether or not, and you're right. It would be so much safer for everybody if there were no students there. If there were no students at these schools, it would be the safest thing ever for the football team.
Or any of the fall sports.
Any of the fall
sports.
Except I don't feel good about just one female sport being there or two.
I get it because I understand. Yeah. But it would be.
I get worn out.
All right. Jeez. Gavel. Good God.
I can't. It's already up.
Oh, my God. Let's go to break. Do we have a live?
10:14. No. Bye.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Brian McTaggart put out a tweet. What do you miss more in the Astros lineup? AJ Hinch's penmanship or Yordan Alvarez? 67%, thank you, said Yordan Alvarez. I appreciate that.
What? 33% said anything?
AJ's penmanship.
But why?
I don't know why.
It should be 100%.
And actually, 1,200 votes.
100% one way.
Yeah. Any chance AJ Hinch comes back? Juan asks Brian McTaggart, and he says, I wouldn't completely rule it out. That.
Dusty's just sitting here going, oh, okay.
That is interesting.
I mean, we've speculated.
Dusty's only is short-lived.
What is short-lived for Dusty? A season, two seasons? A shortened season, two seasons?
Well, how old is Dusty now?
Like
79?
Something like that.
70 whatever.
He could run for president because that's apparently the age that you need to be to be a president now.
Apparently.
We've joked about that particular thing, but apparently it's a real thing. AJ Hinch appears to be a guy that not a lot of people dislike. Certainly a good guy in baseball, but did what happen, would it make it untenable for him to come back? Could Jim Crane, who knows, took strong and swift action to get rid of the alleged ringleaders, bring him back just after a year? Would he do that? Because he's got to answer to owners. Would the owners be like, oh, sure, thanks, Jim. Bring him back.
This was so embarrassing to the organization. I think it's doubtful. Now, Brian McTaggart says, I wouldn't completely rule it out, which means that, to me, completely rule it out means it's obviously not the favorite. No. Alex Cora going back to the Red Sox, I think, is the favorite.
Because he wasn't officially blamed.
No, he was exonerated by the report, which is a bunch of bluey.
And he was suspended for a year for the Astros?
For the Astros, but not for the Red Sox. So I could certainly see that.
Did the Red Sox hire 1 year short? And by the way, Dusty 71. The Red Sox hire a short-timer for their manager? Is it an interim guy? Who do they hire?
I don't even remember who the hell they hired.
They brought in.
Oh, Ron Renicki.
Ron Renicki.
Yeah. I don't know. Renicki's been around forever. Yeah,
he was the Angels pitching coach under Socha.
Yeah, I don't imagine they think of Ron Renicki as a long-term answer. Alex Cora, they love Alex Cora. So you know what? That's the favorite. I don't think AJ is, no. I think there's like a 10% chance at best. Jim Crane's organization has been embarrassed. He didn't hesitate to pull the trigger on firing him and Luno.
Yeah, and he'd have to explain why he brought him back, and that's going to be a tough sell to move outside of Houston.
Now, AJ did apologize. AJ did say, you know, I didn't like it. AJ said I didn't want him to do all that stuff. I think he said all the right stuff, you know, which maybe the media will be more forgiving if you say the right things, like Andy Pettit. I'm sorry. I just did it to get back on the field, you know. And nobody remembers Andy Pettit was part of that.
No.
No.
Roger,
no, because he said, no, Roger denied it, so Roger is persona non grata. Yeah,
Roger, the guy who they don't actually have proof did anything.
Right.
And they, no. Major League Baseball has never said he did it, right?
Roger beat
the government.
The government, a federal investigation, federal trial.
Yeah, and he's still the guy who did it, no matter what.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there, because he didn't say he was sorry. AJ has apologized for food. AJ has done everything. AJ has stayed out of the limelight. AJ is, I guess there's a chance. And I think more of a chance with the Astros than any other team. It would be difficult for any other team to bring him in, I think, because they would say, you know, man, if we're bringing in this cheater into our organization, he's a really good manager, except in the eighth inning of the World Series.
Did he even get to the eighth? Wasn't it the seventh?
Was it the eighth?
I think it was a set. I don't think Greinke got eight outs to go.
That's right. Seventh inning. 8 outs to go. With 8 outs to go, he sucked. But other than that, AJ was a great, great manager here. And he didn't put Springer in the far hole. But that's just me.
And all that did was lead to a World Series MVP.
Well, right. I mean, but it could have scored more runs if
that's
people
true.
Were
maybe,
on base.
Maybe he doesn't get to a game seven.
Right. If Springer was in the cleanup spot with runners on base hitting, then. You see? I think you're onto my thinking now.
Uh-huh.
I think you're on board. But that is interesting. Interesting. Here's an interesting
question.
Before
we move on, we should go back to that poll. I wish it wasn't anonymous, and we should take everyone who's voted for AJ's penmanship as what they'll miss most and take their Twitter accounts away.
You want to take their Twitter account away because they...
Was he a Twitter poll by McTaggart?
By the way, he does have great penmanship, though.
That's fine. I'm not going to miss it more than Yordan.
No, Yordan. I miss Yordan completely. I really like Jessica Mendoza. She is very knowledgeable in the game. And she says that the Astros have the best lineup in baseball.
Well, they have a great lineup.
It's the Astros and Yankees, I think, are the two. But the fact that you can actually, on a national... stage, ESPN stage, talking about baseball, compliment the Houston Astros. I applaud her for her bravery.
It is a brave stance to take. And even Chipper Jones, who wasn't necessarily complimenting Astros, if you missed it, we know, was it Tuesday night? Multiple Astros got hit by the Royals. And people are like, oh, is this the start of what's going to be the thing with the Astros always get hit by baseballs? And Chipper Jones pointed out, hey, dummies. This it was 1-2 changeup, breaking balls, knock it off.
Yeah.
No one's
targeting. By the way, the bases were loaded.
Yeah, the Astros aren't being targeted by the Royals in this game. So Chipper even was like, hey, I know you got a story to sell, but that's not what's happening. It was this. Knock it off. We'll see when the we'll see once the regular season starts if someone gets drilled on a 1-0 count with nobody on. You can say yes. That might potentially be someone targeting the Astros, but actually use real evidence as opposed to jump into conclusions, baseball.
Yeah. I just feel like it's going to be so horrible for everyone in the world when the Astros are really good and they're winning games and they're winning the division.
Have you seen an Astros story that wasn't related to the cheating or hit by pitch on ESPN?
No.
Since
I mean,
the restart began?
So they rank their power rank. ESPN power rankings are out. It's Yankees, Dodgers, Rays, Astros.
I saw multiple people pick the Rays to get to the World Series.
Yeah. Well, because the Astros won't be cheating this year. That's why.
Yeah.
The Astros won't cheat them out of. Okay. All right. Come bring some, Rays. Let's see.
How many games did the Rays win in that series? It was a five.
Game series.
Yeah. Because the Astros couldn't win on the road.
Right.
Until they got to the
Nationals. I was there. It was horrible.
Yeah, it's a, that build, but they never play well there. Regular season, never play well.
No. I'm glad you don't have to play the East. I'm glad. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that that the Astros are going to be... Okay, so it's going to be the Rays, the Yankees, the Astros, the Twins and the A's.
Well, we'll see if they what if they extend it to a 16-gamer before this first pitch? That's the plan, right? Or at least the thought that they're trying to, not 16-gamer, 16-team playoff.
That will be amazingly.
They're trying to force that in right before the first
pitch. Right. Before tonight?
Yeah, they have to get it done before tonight, clearly.
With the Players Association agreeing to it?
It seems like a stretch.
Wow. Good luck with that, Manfred. Lion cheater.
Pinocchio, even.
1026 ESPN 90.
You know what's up next, John.
Oh. Throw Shade Thursday. Now, it was weak last week. Y'all were weak.
Y'all came with that weak stuff.
Yeah. Don't come with that weak D this week. Okay? You're the one that termed the weak D.
Eric Wong.
It's Eric Wong.
Yeah.
Coming with weak D.
He does. All the time, and his ladies will attest to it. But but for everyone else,
I ain't putting that on you, Eric.
I am. But for everyone else, every time we forget about Shade or it gets pushed back, we get the pushback.
Now, where's the Shane?
Now is your time.
That's it. Let's go. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Throw Shade Thursday next. Right now, there'll be a champion. Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. It is the way to go if you're looking to save money every single month and get the best in service. J.D. Power and Associates, I think for 800 straight years, J.D. Power and Associates has said that Champion Energy supplies the best service in the energy game. In the retail energy game. So if you're looking for a great way to save money and get the best in service, there's only one company to go with. A locally owned and operated company. You see them right there on the Hardy Toll Road. Locally owned and operated. And listen, I'm telling you, you're going to love doing business with them. Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, your weak D again. You're bringing your weak D. 713-780-3776. Time to throw some shade. There's got to be shade to be thrown this week as we start up for the baseball season. As we get it going, let's go. I'm really sick. Last week was embarrassing. You embarrassed yourselves. So we need some strong D this week. All right.
Oof.
Well, I'm just saying, as opposed to weak D, strong D.
Yeah. Bring some shade. That's all. The whining. Knock it off. If you guys got something to say, just say it. I'm sure there's someone in your life who treated you wrong. You don't have, once again, We don't legislate. We don't tell you what you can and can't say. There are very few laws, but maybe don't use it as a reason to attack someone who works here.
Yeah, no, that's not what this is about. Okay, that's not what we're doing. Okay, so let's go. 713-780-3776. You ready, Del?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday. Brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. 713-780-3776. I'm going to start it. I will start it by throwing shade at the state of Pennsylvania. State of Pennsylvania. The Toronto Blue Jays got kicked out of Canada. They wanted to go to Pittsburgh to share the stadium with the Pirates. 30 games. Exactly how is that in any way, shape, or form going to be dangerous to the state of Pennsylvania? You're just being a-holes. You have two teams there already. It would bring 30 days of hotels that would be used by players who are tested constantly and wouldn't be there if they tested negatively. So you're losing money for the people of Pittsburgh because I forget why. You're afraid of those people coming to your city, to the city of Pittsburgh, the people who are tested every day or at least more than once a week. You're stupid, okay? And you deserve to be called out and shade thrown at.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Thank you. All right, let's go. Tommy Stark, throw some shade.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How's it going? Good. Hashtag Glory Boys. Hashtag She's the Hero. Hey, I wanted to throw shade at Johnny Boy. Sorry, John, I had to do this before. For subjecting us to that terrible interview / personal phone call, the way Dale described it with Mark Hubbard, don't do that again, Johnny. All right, shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You know the rules.
Can't say anything. I'm not refuting. I'm not refuting a professional golfer being on the show to talk about his sport. Okay. I'm not. Okay. Whatever. I'm not Tommy Stark. Let's get Mito. ¿Qué pasó, Mito?
Hey. So the guy, I don't know what the term is for a hobo. So the hobo off of 1960 and 45, I was getting my food from the Panda Express, and he was leaning over the little order box like he was hungry. So my spirit told me, you know, buy this young man something to eat. So I told him, I was like, hey, man, order you something to eat. I got you. He's like, nah, can you just give me the money for it? Man, hell nah, man. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I'm not sure hobo.
Hobo might have been a thing, I don't know.
I don't know.
80 years ago? Yeah. I don't know what it is.
In the 1920s.
Yeah, 100 years
with
ago.
With the stick and the bandana.
And riding the rails.
Yeah, with the stubble. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure hobo is the right one.
Yeah, well, he didn't know it. Homeless, you know, person, I think, is what you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I think homeless person is probably better. I don't know.
Hobo's funnier.
Lazy J, what up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G?
Dad, yeah, what's up, buddy?
Got a question for you. Okay. Hey, man, how come you're not on the Real podcast as a special guest, man? You don't like him like that no more or what?
Whose podcast? Raheel's?
On Raheel's podcast.
He's never asked me.
Rest in peace, Raheel.
He's never asked me.
Oh, okay.
If he asked me, I'd go on.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You probably wouldn't. That's how you are. And when people ask me to go on a podcast, I'd do it.
Barry asked me before things changed here, and I was going to go on.
Well, yeah, you probably said no.
No, I didn't.
You were probably one of the ones that got him fired, but...
Well, why didn't you go on after he got fired?
Because he didn't ask me to.
Oh, he did ask you, but you said no.
He didn't contact me, John.
Okay. My quick save this week is going to be to my baby mama, man. She called me yesterday talking about, are you going to buy the kids school clothes? And I was like, bitch, they're online classes. What the hell? They can go on their damn pajamas. What are you talking about? In the words of Mo City Don, I hate you, bitch.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's aggressive.
That is really, I can't refute it. He sounds like he doesn't like her very much. Slappy. What up, Slappy?
What's up, fellas, man? I want to throw some shade at Josh Ennis, man. I like him sometimes, but can we not talk about race for like one day? Can you devote one show and not talk about race at all and just stick to sports, maybe a little politics, but every freaking day? If I want to listen to some racism, I'll turn it to 950. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Carlos is next on ESPN. What do you say, Carlos?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Except for John, again, every time I turn on Channel 13, man, it's amazing. I'm a safety guy. I listen to your show every day, so I'm a real nice guy. Why can't you hook your boy up? Please, hook your boy up.
Which one?
Well, man, Double B is perfect. The weather lady is nice. The new weather lady on the weekends is nice. Man, the lady that does the coupons at home is nice. There's just a plethora of talent there. And, man, you know, you would hook your boy up, man. You know, I was dating somebody, I would invite to Astroworld, and my homeboys would go, or her homegirls would go. And that's how it is, man. Me and you are friends. I'm a nice guy. I'm a safety guy. Why can't you hook me up with a Channel 13 girl?
I am not. Okay, I'm not refuting this. I just want to clarify. I am not the Channel 13 news people pimp.
Matchmaker? How about matchmaker?
No, matchmaker.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't do that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's in his job description. to pick and you can pick and choose someone you see on TV, and then John go gets you the number.
That'd be great if you just go, hit.
How about
find your own?
She's got DMs slide into them. That's the normal way things are done now.
Yeah. Raida? Is that Raida? Raida?
Nah, bro. It's La Raza, man.
Oh, well, they don't know how to. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Oh, your boy is back. Let's do it. Old school Juanito G. Bring back Raheel. Delvincito!
Patres,
gentlemen, good morning, man. I miss y'all so much. It's been a while. I've been out of the game. But, man, you know, I got some shade to throw because, man, the Army, the military right now is disappointing me. How are you going to end up missing soldiers and, like, you're going to close down the facility when you're missing a rifle? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of pointless. That hurts me to my core, man. And also, I want to tell y'all, bring back Jennifer Reyna, bro. I need my traffic update, man. Shade thrown, baby.
Throw some, make some shade.
And we've got information from sources close to us that say, OU Mike probably should make an appearance on the show.
He shouldn't. Okay.
Yeah.
There are sources close. Do we have two sources to confirm? Or no, just one source.
We're not real journalists.
Did he tell what his shade was going to be?
No, but he said some egregious things apparently last week.
Hmm.
Not on this show, but he said some things that probably shouldn't. Maybe should get suspended.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Then let's give him a week off then.
Mike. All right. Mike, you hear me?
You got the week off. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go with the ruling. Where's Lance's gavel?
He took it with him.
I can't tell if that's trash can or gavel.
Depends on what's being said.
713-780-3776. We got the other Eric in here. He wants to throw some shade. Hey, other Eric.
Hey, guys. I'm going to do three quick ones. First, I'm with La Raza. Shade thrown at ESPN 97.5. Bring back Raheel. Second, shade thrown at Lance Zierlein. I believe Antonio Brown is the difference between a divisional championship and a conference championship. If you get 8 games out of that guy, I think you're over the top. And if for some reason Russell Wilson gets that guy, shut it down. Third point, on John's recommendation, I watched that first episode of Outcry. Man, that detective at the end, when the show ended, it left me. It was one of the best endings of one of those kind of serial programs. I was looking forward to it. And then the morning show has the kid on. Now I'm not really interested anymore. Ultimate spoiler. I wanted to watch the show. I wanted to watch the whole thing. Now I feel like it's not even interesting anymore because I know what happens. All right, same throat.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
We did have him on. We did kind of. I think you shouldn't have listened then if you wanted to watch the show.
Yeah, we told you who it was.
Yeah, Greg Kelly, you're going to hear. We know what the end is.
Yeah, by the way, it's actual news. It's not like it's a drama.
No, you could have easily looked that up.
Multiple ways you could have found out what happened.
Yeah.
Although we're refuting him, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're just explaining.
Okay.
Yeah, we did have it on. We did have Greg Kelly
on. That was on Wednesday.
We had the creator of it on.
What day was that? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
You can find that on the, actually.
8 o'clock hour, the whole 8 o'clock
whole
hour.
8 o'clock hour. First, we have the filmmaker himself. What's his name?
Kendellis.
Yes.
Pat Kendellis.
Yes. And then we had Greg Kelly, the subject of the documentary on. So if you haven't seen the entire show, don't listen because you'll get spoiled. But if you have, get some insight from the people who are involved.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, second hour, Tuesday for the bench.
All right. So there you have it. There was shade that was thrown. A much better week, people. You weren't nearly as lazy and horrible people as you were this week, okay? And last week. So congratulations. Way to go. The warehouse is back too.
Yeah. Lazy J.
La Raza.
La Raza.
Mito.
Hey. That man tried to buy a homeless man food and he just wanted the money.
I don't think Lazy J likes his ex-wife. I don't know. I got that out of
that a wife or just the ex?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
I don't want to put wife on it.
Yeah, he dropped.
His ex.
He dropped multiple B's.
But baby mama, right?
I'm not. Yeah, at least a mother of his child.
Yes.
He dropped multiple B's on her.
Right. Yeah. Said he also dropped the H word.
He also mentioned like burning down the What did he say? The what's the word? What's the thing when you have to help out your kid when they're staying with the baby mama? God, why am I blanking on this? Child support. He wanted to burn down the child support building.
What? That's not right.
Yeah, that's kind of how this has gone. So clearly, not a fan of her.
Okay. 10:43, ESPN 97.5 News of the Week coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:46. Again, Tom Herman. I'm going to have Tom Herman on for what might be an hour or so. We did an hour with Dana and Leach. I don't know if it's going to be an hour, but it's going to be a long-form interview with him. You can ask questions if you're watching. Touchdownclub.org, touchdownclub.org. You can find it. You will be sent immediately to the Zoom. We have room for, 300-400 people or so. And so if you want to get in and watch Tom Herman, I will ask questions, and I will ask your questions if you have them. If they're, but we can edit the questions. We can't ask questions. We won't ask maybe some silly questions if you have silly questions for Tom Herman, head coach, University of Texas. So that'll be at noon, touchdownclub.org, touchdownclub.org. How times have changed, Dell. Do you know where a lot of Nazis went after the war?
South America, right?
Right. Well, times have changed. An ex-officer accused of human rights crimes in Argentina was found living in Berlin.
Hey, we're looking at about 80 years ago. We did you guys a solid. We're gonna need you to do me a solid.
Can we reciprocate here?
Oh man,
how about that? That's
Will he be shipped back to Argentina?
I don't care to read the whole story.
I forgot who I'm talking to.
Right.
Why am I always reading the whole story? I always do this expecting you to be able to elaborate.
I would imagine he is being. Naval unit believed responsible for the deaths of at least 150 people. I'm waiting innocently, calmly. We'll see. No one cares. There was a Back the Blue rally, though. Back the Blue, which is people who are siding with the police department, that they enjoy the police department. One of their supporters was arrested for punching a cop.
Did the cop impugn on their personal freedoms?
Apparently, maybe told them to wear a mask. I don't know.
See, I mean, a lot of us are hypocrites, but I would imagine this person who punched a cop felt like the police officer deserved it, despite being a part of that particular movement, the Back to Blue movement. And I'm interested to know, not that you can tell me because you probably didn't read the whole thing. We've established that what this officer allegedly did to this person to, I won't even say provoke because I don't know what happened. To have that person punch them in the face.
And it's just whatever. I'm backing you to a certain point, but that's it.
That's generally how it is for people.
Yeah.
Look, I feel a certain way about things until something happens to me.
Right.
And then my mind is completely changed.
And I'm going to change.
Yeah.
Swedish region, Gotland. I never heard of it. I don't know what it is. I do know this. They have hired medieval knights on horseback to fight coronavirus.
I've heard the coronavirus could be transmitted through droplets, and maybe it's even airborne.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard using horses and knights to fight it. How are they going to fight?
Well, they're going to patrol the streets, and if anyone is in social distancing, there may, I don't know, hit them. Maybe they'll stab them with their sword or
like
joust. They could joust.
Or run them down with the horse?
Right. That's what they're going to do.
I thought maybe they were just on the horseback and they would have like Lysol spray.
No.
And they would just spray people.
I think they're going to just be patrolling the neighborhoods.
Why do they have to be in medieval knights costumes?
Because isn't it better?
It's more dramatic.
Would you rather not see in the streets of League City? What would you rather see? Guys on motorcycles and you know, with leather jackets? Right.
I don't want to
medieval knights.
Guys in motorcycles and leather jackets. I don't feel like things are going to go well for me if they're patrolling the streets. I will take the medieval knights, even if they have swords.
Yeah, medieval knights is better. It's just better.
It is.
Apparently, they're going to have to and I don't know why. See, this is terrible. France is changing its title. They have a minister for attractiveness. And see, I think everywhere should have a minister for attractiveness.
Does this
minister, don't we want more attractiveness?
Yeah, sure. Does this minister hand out fines for unattractiveness?
Well, we're getting a lot of fines.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of fines out there.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How do you
Hey, listen, I'm going to have to give you a ticket.
What is your title?
You're ugly.
What, your title is minister of attractiveness. So what do you do?
Minister delegate for foreign trade and attractiveness.
And what are they changing?
I think it's
to?
More being attractive. Foreign trade attractiveness.
Oh, that's less interesting.
I know, and that's terrible. Why they're changing it because they feel like they shouldn't have a foreign minister of attractiveness
because it makes it seem like it's all about aesthetics, and it's giving you the wrong idea,
right?
Like us.
Well, yeah, because attractive people have everything anyway, right? We're gonna give now. We got somebody who's gonna be giving out tickets for ugliness now.
The only equalizer for attractiveness is money. Like,
yeah,
you
could be poor and attractive, or you could be rich and ugly. But
yeah,
you know, you got to be one of them.
And if you're poor and attractive, there's a chance you'll meet someone rich and ugly.
Chances are,
yeah.
Chances
and then you will no longer be poor anymore.
Right. Then you got both.
Yeah.
Then you get. That's how you get both.
The great equalizer, attractiveness, and only money can equal it.
Right. Police are using drones in Minnesota. To monitor nudity at beaches. That's a job I want.
Have you seen those nude beaches?
Especially in Minnesota.
Yeah, have you? Do you really want that job?
Well, no. I think, I don't know if it's nude beaches. I think nudity. It's beaches.
But the people who decide they want to be nude and just be all about it at beaches, you generally don't want to see them nude.
Yeah, it's apparently their device. Surveillance devices at Twin Lake because people are, they're supposed to, it's supposed to be a clothed beach, but people are going nude or topless. Yeah, a lot of times you don't want that.
I'm telling you. I mean, it seems like a great job until you realize you're not monitoring a beach in Malibu that borders a model's house. It's normal people.
Hmm.
With normal bodies.
Apparently they're trying to make, New York is trying to make orchestras more diverse, so they're going to end blind auditions.
But if it's simply
aren't most blind people to play instruments white?
I don't think that's what blind audition means.
Oh,
I don't think it means you have to be a blind person or the people judging you are blind. I think it's they don't even look at you when they play the music. Isn't that the fairest?
Like, shouldn't you wait a minute? Yeah, blind auditions is. That would be, to me, you would be more diverse. Oh, but they want
more diversity.
They want
maybe,
more.
Maybe most of the applicants are white.
But shouldn't you take the best?
Well, yes.
Yes.
I feel like since it's music, that should be about your ability to play the music.
Right.
Particularly if they're not even looking at the person playing it and they're not seeing names and they're just taking, hey, you're really good at this. We want you. If that's how they normally do it, that seems like the fairest way.
Yeah. I would think.
I would ask, why does it come out that you're not diverse if you're doing it that way?
To me, it seems like, I don't know.
Maybe an overcorrection, but I don't know their how they do things. So
that, to me, sounds, no, it's affirmative action.
It's striving for diversity. Now, if the people are playing it are just as good, then I get it. But I would want, if the music is great and you're hearing it blindly, wouldn't it lead to diversity? Unless the applicants are so, it's so much more, there are so many more white people than non-white people that it just comes out that way. I don't know. It's orchestras. I don't care enough about it, to be honest with
no.
you.
No. A Japan City employee has been sanctioned, warned, because he was setting off fire alarms to disturb colleagues taking naps. First of all, you're a snitch.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're getting the fire department involved when they shouldn't.
Do you know how people think I'm angry and hateful?
That's
You know how angry and hateful you have to be, first of all, to disturb someone during a nap and to go to those lengths to do it? I wouldn't care enough if someone was sleeping here. Like, okay.
No. I mean, you're a nap enthusiast.
In fact, I would commend you for doing that at work. I don't do it at work because I'm only here from 7 to 11, or at least that's when the show is on.
Well, you could, but I'm sure there are times during the show you would like to nap.
Yeah, that 10 o'clock Tuesday segment, I was like, man, time for a nap.
Can we get off the Mark Hubbard interview?
Sorry. The people have spoken.
That's my friend.
I don't dislike Mark. In fact, as far as the golf thing is concerned, he seems like a pretty entertaining dude, but it's still golf. And people are like, man, I never heard of this dude. He's talking golf.
Disgusted. Mark Hubbard, just a great guy.
So that's why they said
talk golf.
That's why people said maybe.
Everybody loves golf.
That's why people said maybe you have a phone conversation.
Kyle Stanley leading this week.
You guys could have done a FaceTime and still had the type of conversation.
Next time we will. Thanks. Yeah. Goodbye.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.